Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org. We know that the roots of the Christmas story are in the history of Israel. And so right now we're going to have Teresa Friedman come, and she's going to share a little bit of one of her favorite passages and practices at this time of the year.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and has preserved us and enabled us to reach this season. We kindle these lights on account of the miracles, the deliverances, and the wonders which thou didst work for our fathers. During all the 8 days of Hanukkah, these lights are sacred. Neither is it permitted us to make any profane use of them, but we are only to look at them in order that we may give thanks unto thy name for thy miracles, thy deliverances, and thy wonders. So across the world, Jewish households are celebrating right now. I did not know this was going to happen. I'm married to a lovely man, 42 years. I made sure this morning, I said, Mike, how long have we been married? Because he remembers and I do not. So when we were newly married and decided what menorah we wanted to choose for our family, we found this beautiful one. They come in all shapes and sizes. And it was called Tree of Life. And we were both Christians, he being a Messianic Jew, me just being saved. And there's so much symbolism in all of Israel's history, in scripture, but also in the traditions that they celebrate every year. And it's not just Festival of Lights, that candles were in the temple for 8 days burning and they didn't run out of oil. Yes, I mean, that's part of it. But as you heard from the prayer book, no, it's he brought us to this season. He has delivered us once again. His wonders and his miracles, they remember that every year. And we also should be remembering that every year. It's not just the baby in the manger. It's because we are his people, and he is constantly delivering us. What I like about this menorah, why we chose this one, is because, yes, you put a candle each night, and so tonight is the sixth night, so there would be six candles. But there's always a servant candle. And again, when you can see the full circle, the full picture, when you understand that the Messiah has already come, it's like, oh my goodness, they have a servant candle. And it's the servant candle that has to be lit first. And I'm not going to light it here because of safety reasons. But you light the servant candle first, because from it, then you light each one of the other ones for that night. And I love that it's a tree, because we remember, you know, that we are branches and he is the root, and it's only because of him and his spirit working through us. And I love that it's the Festival of Lights, and yet there is him, the light, the great light. I saw on Mike Gentis gave us a little paper saying, here's the service today, and he put great light. So I guess he took that from what I said. But it's not a Christmas scripture. It's Isaiah, and then Jesus said it about himself in Matthew. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And that's what we're celebrating. Thank you.